This is the mix. This is the mix.
This is the mix.
Hello and welcome to This is the Mix. This is the podcast where I ask my friends to make mixes for me and then we talk about high school.
Yay!
Yay! My name is Rachel, and today I'm very excited because I'm joined by one of my best friends. She's the most beautiful woman in the world. With the most perfect cats. She's also a really great friend and very funny. It's Kara Myers!
Hey! You said perfect cat. So which one do you like more? I have two.
Oh, I thought I said cats.
You said... Wow.
Wow.
I think you like Cleo more.
I mean... I'm not gonna say. But you do have the most perfect cats. With a but also I also have a perfect cat.
Yeah
we all have perfect cats, but not everyone.
All cats are perfect
but ours are the most perfect.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Oh boy, I'm excited. So you made me a playlist.
It's so long. I'm so sorry.
It is very long. It's 33 songs. It's 2 hours and 17 minutes.
I had to stop myself.
It's okay. I'll put a link out for anyone that wants to listen to it. But I understand. Everyone who does this is usually like, how many songs? And I say like around 15 or so if you want to talk about each one of them, and then everyone always is like, that's too hard, or like, oh, I gotta go cut some or something like that. So
I didn't even ask, I just did.
Yeah, no, it's totally fine. That's the thing about playlists nowadays, is that you can literally put as many songs as you want on them,
because I don't have to make a CD.
yeah, but back in the day you were limited with your time. And so you really had to make some cuts. So that's something you didn't have to do with this one. But I'm sure you did make some cuts.
Well, what I did is like, I would pick like an artist I was super into back in the day, and then like I pick a few of their songs instead of like the whole album. But the issue is Spotify then goes, well, what about this song? And I'm like, yeah, that song too. That happened a lot.
Yeah, no, that's frustrating. I'm so sorry. I wonder what some of the ones, because sometimes, well, I guess this isn't mine, so I can't. Sometimes it'll suggest songs for me to add too.
I can tell you right now. Let me get on.
Okay, tell me the top three songs that it asked to add to this.
Okay. It wants me to add Cute Without the E. Taking Back Sunday, Ocean Avenue from Yellow Card, and Always for Lovers by Hawthorne Heights. And I didn't really listen to Hawthorne Heights, so no. I personally felt more emotional attachment to a different Yellow Card song, which is why I put that one.
Yeah.
I didn't have room for Cute Without the E, so yeah. I didn't.
Those first two are on a lot of my playlist. Okay, so before we begin, did you make a lot of mixes in high school?
Yes, all the time.
Yeah,
because we, like, if we had nothing better to do, we would just like get in the car and drive around, so it's just like I was burning CDs all the time.
Yeah, that's great. That's one of my favorite things to do, is just drive around with a good mix CD,
right?
It's either
therapeutic, or it's also like how I like to cry.
Yes, though, warning, you shouldn't cry and drive.
I mean, if you're like a cute crier like I am, or it's just like little straight, then like, yeah, it's fine, because then you're just like crying.
Yeah, but if you're an emotional like ugh, crier like me, maybe you should pull over to the side of the road and have a moment.
Or like do that in the shower. That's a good place to like really be an emotional crier.
I did that yesterday. It's really great because, like, the shower water really just, like, blends in with your tears. So when you get out, you're not.
Yeah, you don't like, you're not like splotchy and red.
Yeah, it's all of it is wet. Okay, so describe your high school self in 3 words.
Okay, fun. fun, loud, and like funny. I am essentially the same person I was in high school as I am today, just like more confident.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
I will say, looking at this playlist, a lot of it is songs that I listen to a lot in high school. I mean, you put Yellow Card in, and Yellow Card is my favorite band.
I don't love this fact, but like a lot of the more emo songs happened because I liked a boy that liked emo music. So I was like, I have to like emo music. And then I did.
Oh, but you went, but I, knowing you, I assume that the like more rap hip hop songs on here are more your taste. Is that true?
Yeah, that, yes, that and like, I don't know, there's like a certain band on there that like OAR was probably like my favorite, but yes, the rap and the hip hop, the emo was fun. It's not very me anymore. But yeah, like I think my favorite, my 3 favorite songs that like really encompass who I am as a person are the 3, the 2 disgusting songs that are on there, the 2 songs, and then the like the bossy, I'm Bossy by Khalees. Those are like,
yeah,
not 3 of the best songs ever made.
Those 3 were the ones that I was like, these are very Kara songs. Like, these I would assume were on Kara's. But then the other, like, the ones that reminded me of me, I was like, oh, this is just like the time. This is like the high school time.
Also, like, I grew up in the North Shore, which is where Fall Out Boy is from. Like, they went to like a high school, like one of our rival high schools. So like being a fan of them was just part of growing up in the North Shore.
Yeah.
And so we'd like see them before they got big. We'd go to all their concerts. And then like when they got big, we kept going. And that's how I like started listening to all the other bands, because they would take them on the road with them.
Oh yeah. Well, actually that reminds me. So, but that brings me to. So the first song on your playlist is The Scene Aesthetic, Beauty and the Breakdown. I never listened to them, but the one of the lead singers was in another band called Danger Radio.
Did not know that.
Yeah, and I saw them open up for either Jack's Mannequin or Yellow Card in concert. I can't remember, but I remember seeing them open up for a band, and then I was like, oh, I like this one song they sing. So yeah. I have their one song. But did you listen to a lot of The Scene Aesthetic, or was that
that one song I heard on MySpace and I liked it.
MySpace had a big influence. Okay, that was another question, because you have Over My Head, Cable Car by The Fray. That was one of my MySpace profile songs for the longest time. So I wanted to ask you, what was some of your MySpace profile songs?
I truly think my only song was probably Bossy by Khalees, because it's like, I have forever said that I'm not even that bossy of a person. I said I wish I were bossier, and it's been one of I thought it was better than Milkshake. I'll put it out there.
Yeah. I mean, it is a fun, I think it's, you aren't bossy. No. But I think it's that like fun attitude that everyone wants to aspire to. Like, I'm bossy.
First girl to scream on the track. It's just forever one of my favorite songs.
Yeah. It is one of the songs on this playlist that gets stuck in my head, and I'll find myself being like, I'm bossy.
I think I may have had like a Motion City soundtrack song like once or twice, because like I also got a MySpace because of a boy.
Oh no.
I love this boy so much.
There's a Motion City soundtrack. I think it's the Everything Is All Right. Yep. Yeah. I love that song. That was I have that on a bunch of mixed CDs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember, I think I had a clip. Remember when you could make your own ringtones?
Yes.
And you could assign them to different friends?
Mm-hmm.
So for my friend Megan, I made a Motion City soundtrack song. But this was like years later when I was in college, and I was like walking around the mall because I was home for a weekend, and I was in Hot Topic just looking. This was right after Michael Jackson died.
Oh, God.
So there's two stories. So one, I was looking at their Michael. They had all these like Michael Jackson like shirts or something like that, like RIP kind of shirts. And I had a Thriller ringtone on my phone, and it went off. And some kids walking in a Hot Topic were like, wow, so embarrassing. Because I was looking at Michael Jackson shirts and my phone went off, and it was Michael Jackson. Yeah. And then later when I was in the back of the store looking at other things, my phone went off again, and it was that Motion City soundtrack song, but it was like an old song. And the same kids were like, oh my God, that song is so old.
I love these kids. Oh my God. I only remember assigning, okay, this is like a story of an old friend and then my own story. My friend in high school liked to date lots of people at the same time. And so every guy that she was like hooking up with, she would assign the same song.
Oh,
like,
no.
And it was like an Omarion song.
Oh yeah.
I think that's gonna be the sound, girl, and it's going down. That was the song that she assigned. And I had like a long-term, like emotionally awful relationship with this boy. And we'd fight all the time, and my parents were so sick of it. So then I made his ringtone the Michael Myers theme song.
Oh.
So he'd be like, no, the trouble is coming if he called or texted me. And I wish I could do that now, because it's very funny.
Yeah, it's fun to, it's just fun, right?
I agree, it is.
I wish you could set different text tones too.
Yes. Like a warning when it's someone you don't want to talk to, if you've been avoiding someone.
Yeah.
Just don't open it.
Yeah. Or just like set your neutral text sound to like meh, so that you know to ignore it. But if it's like a friend or something like that, and then it sounds special, and it's like, oh, I want to see that. Because I get so much spam now that I'm like, oh, why did I pick up my phone?
So much spam. It's niche.
Yeah.
I'm like, how did you all get my number?
It's because you're the most beautiful woman in the world.
True.
Yeah, I wanted to get it right. Okay. So I have to say how excited I was to see a Yellow Card song on there. Now, did you actually listen to Yellow Card, or did you put it on? Did you listen to it for a boy, or did you put it on specifically because you knew that I was going to listen to this mix?
I listened religiously to that song.
That's just Empty Apartment.
Ocean Avenue, yes, but like I was not like a big Yellow Card. Like I don't know any of their other songs, but like Empty Apartment, I was like, yes, I love a boy. He doesn't love me back. I'm sad. This is my song.
There's so many other Yellow Card songs that are also good for relationships.
This was the only one that mattered to me at the time.
Oh. Did you listen to Only One?
No.
Oh. Kara.
Rachel, I'm telling you, I only listened to Empty Apartment. Like, truly, that is it. That was, like, I was like, oh, cool. Ocean Avenue is, like, a fun little bop. Like, I got it. But, like, Empty Apartment spoke to my soul.
Yeah, it's one of the sadder ones. Okay, well, it's not to lamp, but I will say you have to listen to Only One, because it's like, here I go, scream my lungs out. It's like about being in love with someone.
Okay, but Empty Apartment is about being empty. It spoke to me, Rachel.
Empty Apartment is about moving to California and being sad.
No, it was about being empty on the inside to me. I was like, he doesn't love me. Like, that was the only song. I was like, I don't need any other Yellow Card song.
Dang. Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's fine. But I will say there are a lot of bops and a lot of Yellow Card bops you're missing out on. Okay. So, You mentioned that your favorite band, OAR, you do have like two of their songs on here. You have the Love and Memories one, which was in She's the Man.
I like, you know, when you're so excited, like when your favorite writer or something like gets nominated for an Oscar, your favorite actor finally gets nominated or wins, like how you feel about Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
That's how I felt about OAR when that song was in She's the Man. I was so happy and proud of them. Yes, you've made it.
Yeah. Like how you only listen to Empty Apartment. Love and Memories is the only OAR song I've ever heard.
I was going to put like Hey Girl and Love and I put Love and Memories because that's like the one that people, if they don't know, they know OAR. If I play that song and they've seen She's the Man, they know that song. So yeah. That's why I put it on there. And Hey Girl's like one of my favorites. But the other big song, I know their whole discography from like front to back. I've seen them like 100 times. I love them. Or I did. I don't listen to them as much anymore. Because now I just listen to Carly Rae Jepsen. like Crazy Game of Poker is like the song that a lot of like North Shore white people know, because it's like a typical jam band song that can be like anywhere from like 4 minutes to like 15 minutes, and it's just, it's fun, and it's like where a lot of people like first heard them, and you would hear it a lot at like colleges in the Midwest, so like the Big Ten schools.
Yeah,
but that's not my favorite song of theirs, so I didn't put it in.
Yeah, I listened. So Hey Girl is your favorite song of theirs?
Yes, and they always have different versions of it live, and I like that specific live version the most.
Okay, yeah, this was a live version. And I will say, when I listened to it before I like knew that it was OAR, I thought it was Dave Matthews Band.
Yes, actually that's how. So in the Midwest, one of the very fun things that you do no matter your age, essentially like when you hit high school in the North Shore, like every summer you go see Dave Matthews Band at Alpine Valley. Is it because you're a Dave fan? Not necessarily. It's because you can tailgate and they don't really card up there. So it's like you're drinking and you're smoking and you're like just like dicking around with your friends for like 6 hours. And then you go to this concert, which is also another like 3 or 4 hours. And it's an experience that you like have to have. And my friends and I would go every summer. And that is how I first heard OAR, was the first time I went to the Dave Matthews Band concert, because they opened up.
Oh, wow.
You're right. They're very similar.
Yeah. I was like, wait a second. This isn't Dave Matthews Band.
What?
I will say this song. Did you download a lot of songs off Napster or LimeWire?
LimeWire was my shit.
Yeah. Did you ever get a song that was like a live recording and that it just went on for way too long after the song?
No, but I did get a song that had like, you could hear it being uploaded in the middle. You could hear like, did you do in the middle? Like, I got an IM or something.
Yes. I got a bunch of them where you would hear the door closing or like, you know, when someone logs on and then when someone leaves.
Yeah.
And that leaving sound is so triggering still, because like, I just remember like getting so excited when your crush logs on and you're like, I'm going to talk to him tonight. And then immediately the door closes and you're like, no.
God.
Anyway, but this live song, I felt like it did keep going after the song ended, where usually it's like, it was like, yay, thanks for coming.
They're a jam band. They're very much a jam band.
Yeah. So. but it was very fun. Okay, so speaking of She's the Man, what was your favorite movie during high school, like around high
Mean
school?
Girls.
Mean Girls?
Yeah, it also took place in the North Shore. we all went together, and then there was like, okay, this is not my proudest moment, but we had like a popular hallway starting like sophomore year of school, and I was in it, but then there were like two groups of girls in the popular hallway, so it was like my friend and like the other group of girls, and they were like, they tried to make it like, let's wear white on Wednesday thing to try and be like Mean Girls, and I like refused to do it. Because also, like, I didn't take myself seriously. I was like, cool, I'm in this hallway, but, like, I'm not a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Not that they were, if they listen. I don't know. Sorry. but, yeah, we, freshman year, we, like, all got together, went to Woodfield, like, went to Woodfield Mall with, like, seven of our best friends, like, watched Mean Girls, and we're like, yes, that's us. It's, like, that's not happy, but, yeah.
So you do have Fall Out Boy. You talked about Fall Out Boy. So you have, of course, Sugar We're Going Down, which I feel like is the epitome song of, like, our high school.
Yes.
Like, that was, like, a big song.
I feel like I had to, and then I just, what I did was, like, I loved that whole album, so I just picked my favorite songs on the album and put it on this list. That's okay. Just what I did.
Yeah, you've also got I've Got a Dark Alley and A Bad Idea.
I told you any of these names other than Sugar Were Going Down and Dance Dance? Absolutely not. But
yeah. What was this trend of like emo bands putting the longest title names?
I don't know. It's also like, yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever listen to Brand New?
No.
Oh, okay. They had some of the craziest. I mean, now they're, I think they're canceled because their lead singer was talking to underage girls.
Sorry.
Yeah, but they had some of the craziest names for their songs. Like on Deja and Tendu, one of the one was like, okay, I believe you, but my Tommy gun don't. And I will play my game beneath the spin light. And then good to know that even if I ever needed attention, I don't. These were just like the longest.
I mean, I guess he did need attention because he was seeking it from underage women.
Ugh. There's just like.
Fuck the dude.
Can I say that? Yeah.
Okay. I did twice. Sorry.
The longest titles. And it's just like you could have just been like, this is the song.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I just heard something that I'm really upset I didn't put on this playlist.
Okay.
Do you remember, and I only know this because of, what's the, I will find the name of this song, but it's, it was like the song that had like the bed creaking, like, it was my friend's favorite song. And so for his birthday, I made him a mix CD with just this song on it 18 times.
Oh.
Gonna find the song.
Okay.
Some Cut by Trillville. It's like, Rachel, you'll know it if you hear it. You'll know it if you hear it. But like, Some Cut by Trillville should be on there.
Okay. I don't think I've heard it, but maybe I have.
You have. And there's okay. Like a line that's like, let me jiggle my balls or something like that. It's very me. You'll listen to it. You'll be like, yeah, this is what Carol listened to.
Speaking of which, you have Put It in Your Mouth.
Oh, what a perfect song. Listen, it sounds dirty, but then you listen to the song and it's like a free love song. Like the end, the third verse is just like, whether you lick pussy or dick, it's your, like, it's your pick. Do what you want. And I was like, yes. Right.
Put it in my mouth.
Put it in my fucking mouth. I know that song by heart and I have since high school.
Yeah, there's another song that you're obsessed with that's similar to this. What is, I was trying to
think. Oh, that was that's a college song, but it's like, let me smell your dick.
That's it.
Coming home, 5 a.m. Something's going on. Can I smell your dick?
Yeah.
But I listened to that in college. So I was like, I couldn't put that on my high school list because I would be wrong. I'd be lying to you.
If I was to make you a mix, it would be all songs that just reference sexual acts.
I love it so much.
I would include like my neck, my back.
Lick my pussy and my crack. I don't know why I put that on there. Maybe because it was like, I listened to that when I was like younger than that song. I think that was like more middle school for me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think so. When did that song come out? God, I'm upset with myself. They didn't put that on there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Remind me of a song I forgot.
I'm so sorry. Well, did you? Okay, I do have a question. So how many boyfriends did you have in high school?
Okay, zero. But I had two emotional affairs and one boy that was obsessed with me.
Oh, please tell more.
Okay, so Danny Cummings. Danny Cummings. What a piece of shit. I met him in eighth grade and I was like, this is the man for me. I love him. He was a skater boy. He had baby teeth. I was like, I love this man so much. And no, he made everybody think I was crazy because I had feelings for him. Even though he'd call me every night before bed, he'd come over after work and just like sit. It like we'd sit in his car and like talk. He'd come, he'd spend Christmas with my family. Like he would, like one Christmas he watched like Rocky with me and my dad. After he lost his virginity, he called me to tell me he loved me and he didn't tell fucking anybody else that he was doing this shit. And then his best friend was like, I think you're like, I had to tell his best friend all of this. And because his best friend's like, I don't understand why you still have feelings for this guy. And I was like, oh, you don't know any of this. And then it turns out, senior year, I thought, okay, it's finally going to happen. Thought he was going to ask me to prom. And he asked me how I would want to be asked to prom because Laguna Beach did like promposals. So then we had to do promposals. You know? And I told him how I wanted to be asked. And then he did that for my friend instead.
No, Kara.
Yes. And me and her are still very close. I spoke in her wedding. I love her very much. Carrie, I forgive you. Because the guy that she was supposed to be asked by asked somebody else, so she felt like she had to say yes, and I forgive her. It's not upset about it anymore. But yeah, and then I lost my virginity to his arch nemesis. That's how it happened. And
oh wow, I
like that guy because me and that guy had a very similar type relationship that I had with Danny, and this guy was named Carlos. Who is also, Carlos is the reason I listened to all that emo music and made a MySpace.
Oh, Carlos.
I loved Carlos so much, but I was so, like, I was innocent in high school in the sense that, like, I didn't really, like, I didn't kiss boys, I didn't do any of that, but, like, I drank and I smoked weed and I listened to Put It In Your Mouth, you know? So it's like, how innocent was I really? But I loved Carlos from the moment I, like, saw him sophomore year. And I went to my first Warped Tour because of him. I got a MySpace because of him. And then in college, I lost my virginity to him. And oh, Danny was furious. And Danny and Carlos almost got into a fight over me once. And it was great. And I was like, And then wow. I told Danny that I lost my virginity to Carlos. And him and I basically never spoke again. But now he's married and won't be my friend on social media.
Oh, Danny, I'm sorry, Kara.
I mean, it's fine. Although his friend was drunk one day and messaged me before Danny's wedding on Facebook and was like, Danny's getting married. This girl's not good for him in case you wanted to, like, I don't know, text him. And I was just like, absolutely not.
Oh, wow. Why is your life like a movie I would watch?
It is, but then it's like the upsetting thing is like at the time, like I knew what I didn't know how to verbalize what I know now, but it's like because I've always been a bigger woman, like I'm a curvy lady. It's just how I've always been. I have had the body of a 30-year-old since like, I don't know, eighth grade. and I know that if I were thin, Danny would have dated me because all the women he dated and pretended that he liked were all thin, but he emotionally got all of his like, emotional needs through me. Like there was a Facebook group, the I Hate Kara Myers Facebook group for everyone that dated Danny because they were all mad at me when I was like, you should be mad at him. And it's like, I was like, you're jealous that like your boyfriend is talking to me, but I'm also like, I'm jealous that you physically get to know him in a way that like I've never been able to.
Oh man.
Yeah. So Danny is just a piece of shit. And if I were a thin little bitch, he would have fucked me.
Danny sucks. I hate Danny. Yeah. I'm sorry, Kara.
Daniel Cummings, what a piece of shit. He has baby teeth. And then when he lost his virginity, the woman told everybody that he had told the whole school that he had a small dick. And so then he was named TD Cummings, so Tiny Dick Cummings. And then one day he was drunk with, and he called me and he was like, so what if I have a small dick? Tell everybody that he admitted to having a small dick because that is how much I loved him. But now I'm telling the world.
Danny, you have a small dick.
Tiny Dick Cummings. Never yeah. forget.
Can't put anything in my mouth because it's too small. Wow. Well, high school boys suck.
Oh, they suck so much. And then there was just like one boy who really liked me, and he was new, like sophomore year. His name is Steven Jackson. Also, won't be my friend on Facebook. And I don't understand why not. And this is maybe, this will make me not look great, but he was new sophomore year and he was a football player. And then like, I don't know, like 3 weeks into like sophomore year of high school, he threw up all over the cafeteria. And I just like immediately was like, I can't, I'm not attracted to this man.
Oh, that's fine.
He like walked me to class once and like kissed me. And that was like my first kiss of high school. And I was so mad because I was like, you, like my friend at the time was like, oh my God, did you love that? Because she knew it was going to happen. I was like, no, I don't like him. Like, he's not who I want to kiss. What are you doing? And then he ended up having a girlfriend at the time who then yelled at me at a yogurt place because he cheated on her with me when I didn't want it.
Wow. There's men are just in love with you, Kara, but all the wrong men.
Well, and it's like, are they in love with me? Like, I'm like, or do they just like to, I don't know, call me and like talk to me all the time, but not. Ugh. I remember one time, like senior year, Danny was finally like, we should make out. And I was like, oh my God, yes. I would have done anything for him in high school. I loved him so much.
Well, Kara, you should want to do anything for you.
Well, I mean, now I do. And I have not spoken to this man in, God, I haven't seen him since freshman year of college, probably.
Oh, wow. That's a long time now.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. I'm not. No, I just feel like.
It was a long time. It was a freshman in 2007. So I probably haven't seen him since like 2008.
Wow. Yeah.
The pandemic has happened and I haven't seen him.
I know. I haven't seen a lot of people. So you did mention that you went to a Warped Tour. I did have that question. I was like, did you go to Warped Tour? Because this feels like.
I went like two or three times.
Okay. Yeah. Did you also go to Lollapalooza?
No, I never went to Lolla.
Okay, because I know that's in Chicago and you're from.
It is in Chicago, and it felt like Warped Tour was more high school and Lolla was more like drug older people.
Oh, okay. I've never been, but I wanted to go 1 year to Lollapalooza.
Yeah, I'm also just like not a big music festival person. Like, I don't know, I want a seat. I want a seat and I want to drink. I don't want to, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to have to like stand in a sweaty crowd with a bunch. And I'm also like, I'm not a mosh pitter. I'm like, don't rub against me.
Yeah.
Don't jump at me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's fun. You would go if it was, well, a few years ago, you would have gone if it was like a DCM thing where it was like all of your favorite comedians are all performing at this festival at different like stages, and you have to, it basically is like a DCM.
It's like a DCM, but guess what happens? I get to sit in those theaters.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is it's like, I just don't, that's,
well, like, you can do the thing that I do, which is like wait off in the back and not have a good view, but like sit down or like have your own space and dance around.
Yeah, probably. But I'm just like, Warped Tour was like the only real like music festival I ever really went to. And I was like, it was fun, but I prefer like one-on-one concerts to see the people that I want to see. I don't like, even at DCM, like outside of the shows that I did or that like my friends that I was staying with, so I kind of had to go watch them did. Mm-hmm. I just drank and lived and like walked around New York the rest of the time. Like, I didn't wait in lines. I was like, I don't want to wait in line. I'll pay $5 to see you at UCB Franklin whenever this team comes there, you know?
Yeah.
I guess I never really did DCM right, so that's fine.
No, there is no right way to do DCM. And
thank you.
It's over, so it'll never happen again.
R.I.P.
Yeah. One band that I found through Warped Tour was All American Rejects before like they really blew up. Yes. This is like their swing days. I love Swing Swing too, and you have it on your playlist. But you also have Dirty Little Secret, which I don't care for.
Dirty Little Secret is how I felt. I felt like I was Danny's Dirty Little Secret, and so that is why I put that on there.
Okay.
Swing Swing was my favorite song, and I started listening to them because they opened up for Fall Out Boy before they got big, when Fall Out Boy was still doing like local tours in Chicago, and I saw them then. I was like,
yeah.
Speaking of UCB, saw the lead singer at my friend's 401 show in the audience, and I was like, bitch, this dude's in your 401 is in the audience, and he ended up being friends with the sister of a mutual friend of ours.
Wow, he's cute. He was in EZA.
He is cute, but he's also like, I don't know, he's like, I guess this is like body shaming, so I won't, like, I don't mean it like this, but he was like gauntly skinny when I saw him, and I was like,
yeah, but I do love Swing Swing. It's one of my favorite songs. But I feel like I just don't like later All American Rejects because I remember this girl that was my friend that wasn't really my friend. She was kind of mean to me. She and my best friend went to an All American Rejects concert later when they were like, you know, like they were mainstream or whatever. And I didn't go for some reason. I don't know why. And whenever like Dirty Little Secret came on the radio, they were like, remember? Well, she was. She was like, remember at the concert? This is the part when he made us put our hands in the air. Remember this from the concert?
I hate those people so fucking much. It's like, remember how I'm going to be a real big cunt to one of my friends right now because she wasn't there?
Yeah.
It's like, ugh.
She just was really obsessed with my best friend and always was trying to like be like, we're best friends. And it's like, well, we can all be best friends.
Yes.
But anyways, yeah, there's a point in the song where you put your arms in the air, I guess.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Okay. I will say you are the first person to get me to listen to an Insane Clown Posse song.
That is truly the only Insane Clown Posse song I also know, but my friends and I were obsessed with Put It In Your Mouth because it's so dirty, and like we were like, we'd sing it at parties because we're like a sexy little 12-year-old, like, and then we're looking for other dirty songs, and then that song came up on LimeWire, and it was just so funny to me at the time, and I have not listened to it in maybe 10 or 12 years, and then I listened to it when I made this mix for you. I have to put this song on there.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this is, because, like, I had no idea what kind of music they put out. Because, yeah. Like, looking at their fan base, I was like, oh, that must be some kind of, like, heavy metal, right? Yeah. And it's like,
I don't know. Outside of the song, I know nothing about them, but, like, this song is, like, a comedic song.
Yeah.
Like, they have, like, I don't know, voiceovers.
Like, and it's, like, hip-hop? I was like, yeah. I wasn't expecting that at all.
the song is called, for your listeners, the song is called Cotton Candy, and it's about going down on a woman for the first time.
Yeah.
Shocking that I like it.
I did think it was very funny. I just thought it was also funny that I was like, oh, this is what they are. And then in my head, I was just imagining these old white guys with clown face.
Yeah, makeup. I know nothing about them. I should know more, but that song will like forever. I just makes me think of like that time of my life.
Yeah.
Not that I was getting eaten out all the time because I wasn't, but I was the songs about it.
Yeah, I think there was something, because my friends also did this, where it's like something that was explicit. It was like you obsessed over it because it's like, oh, you guys were listening to this song, even though you were far from doing what the song was referencing.
God, it took me a really long time to even have that happen to me. And I also like didn't understand it, but I felt more adult knowing that like that's what this was about.
Yeah. That's kind of like the fuck it song. You have that.
Love that song.
Fuck what I said.
Don't mean shit now. The presents might as well throw them out.
That song I loved because I was like, I'm saying all these curse words.
I know. My friend at the time was like student body president. And so one of the things she did was like, she was able to like make a playlist and play music throughout like passing periods. So like in the hallways when you'd walk to your next class. And somehow the dirty version of the song, not the clean version of the song, played in the hallway, and she wasn't allowed to play music in the hallways anymore.
Oh, no.
But it was so funny being like, oh, fuck. Because it's like when the dirty song happens, it's like, fuck every other word.
Yeah. I think the clean version is also funny because it's like, what I said, it don't mean now.
Also, I was looking for the girl version. She's like, there's a girl like where like the girl goes like, is basically like, yeah, like it's just basically telling this guy that he can't fuck and he sucks. And I couldn't find it on, I'm sure I'll find it on YouTube, but I couldn't find it on Spotify.
Oh yeah,
but I'll send it to you.
Okay, I think I knew about a girl version, but I don't know if I listened to it. But yeah, that's one of the problems with Spotify. They don't have everything. I know. But when you're making a mix CD, you can literally put anything you want.
Like some cuts Trillville 18 times in a row.
Yeah. Okay, so another thing. You have a bunch of Ja Rule on here.
Yes.
Do you love Ja Rule?
I loved him.
Okay.
I could have put his entire discography on there, and that would have been the entire playlist.
I gotta say something.
Say it.
So, I didn't know this. My sister told me, but apparently my dad hated Ja Rule because he was like, that guy sounds like he can't sing at all.
the most dad thing ever.
Yeah, he's like, this guy sounds so drunk. He just sounds like they just found him and asked him to into the recording studio, and he just went, ah, bah.
I loved him and I loved Nelly, and I loved someone else who I shouldn't say because he's a terrible, terrible man.
Oh, I know who you're
talking
about.
There's a very glaring song missing from that playlist.
Does it have the song, the words yeah in it? No.
No. But does there, it... I did love Usher. I did love Confessions, oh. But not, I don't know, I was like.
Oh, are you talking about a guy in a closet? Yes.
Guy is it who made a really famous remix to something.
Okay.
And that, I mean, I feel like that song was so popular for everybody and it's everywhere. And I was like, I will not put it on this playlist because he's a bad man.
Yeah. But, the other, yeah, four times was yeah. What I was thinking.
Oh, the guy. Yes. I also purposely left him off because he's a bad man. Yeah. But I did forget to put Burn because I did love Burn by Usher, and you're just reminding me that right now.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I couldn't put 50 songs on this playlist. Yeah.
You do have 3 Ja Rule songs.
That's all I cut down.
I just thought it was funny. Anytime one of his songs came on for this playlist, it reminded me of my dad.
I love that your dad is so dad. Like, that's just such a dad response.
Just is like, who is this person? But yeah, you do have Nelly, which is very
Air Force One.
Yeah, I love Nelly.
I love Nelly, and I love Air Force Ones. I loved that song so much.
Air Force Ones.
I think I bought Air Force. I think I like wore Air Force Ones for like a minute because I loved that song so much, and I loved those like. You couldn't, my favorite line from that song is like, you couldn't get this color if you had a personal genie. And it's like, I think that's exactly what I could do if I had a personal genie. But I loved that song so much. You did.
There was like, apparently a few years ago, there was news that he went bankrupt or something like that. So my sister made all of her friends listen to Nelly songs on like streaming platforms because she was like, he needs the money.
Does. Oh, there's so many good ones. Like, what's the song they did with Kelly Rowland?
Oh, yes. What? I'm blanking on it now.
Too, but it was so good. And they were like on the like Microsoft like texting thing.
Oh yeah, in Excel. Dilemma.
That's different.
Dilemma. That's dilemma. It.
Yes. Oh, I loved Nelly and like.
Yeah. He's got Country Grammar, Ride With Me, Hot in Her, Dilemma.
I was like, Hot in Here was also just too obvious for me to put on. I was like, I was trying to pick songs that weren't as obvious. That's something I listened to because I feel like Hot in Her is something like everybody at that time listened to.
Yeah. That was also like a good, like a fun song when it came on at the school dance.
Yes. I actually, the summer before I moved to LA, Nelly headlined like a music festival up in Milwaukee. And we went Summerfest. And we went, and I did not do anything, but I literally like bought the ticket for the day, did not go to anything else, and showed up 20 minutes before Nelly came on. That was like eight music festivals, but I wanted to see Nelly.
Yeah, it's fun. Worth it. Where is Nelly? Nelly, how are you doing?
This I couldn't put on. He has a very dirty song about eating pussy, and I really like it, and I'll send it to you. And it like came out like 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh, okay. Nelly, how are you? Okay, so you did have a Taking Back Sunday song.
Yeah, which is the same of love, you know, boy, the boy.
Yeah, you just put it on for a boy. Yeah, the only Taking Back Sunday song I know is the Cute Without the E.
Yeah.
You also have Sadie Hawkins Dance.
Ugh. I love that song.
Yeah.
Hawkins Dance in my khaki pants.
Nothing better. Boop, boop, boop. I love that song. Reliant K, it's a Christian song. Did you know that?
I don't know. I'm not a religious person. If you put a gun to my head and say I have to pick a religion, I say I'm Jewish because that's what like I align most with. That's what my dad is. That's like, I don't know if I believe in anything, it's that. But on most days, I'm probably like agnostic or like if I'm real angry, I'm atheist. So that when I found out that Reliant K was a Christian band, I completely stopped listening to them.
Oh no.
I know, which is like terrible. And I understand like this is just like a terrible like high school student being like, I'm edgy. And it's like just because we believe in different things and you're not singing about it all the time doesn't mean I can't listen to you. Don't be me, listeners.
Did you also listen to Lifehouse?
No, just from what they were like a Walk to Remember or one of their songs.
Yeah.
Get You to Run or whatever.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I only knew those. I knew that they were a Christian band, so I did not give them my listens, which is also rude of me. And I apologize.
Well, I did like Sadie Hawkins Dance. I actually used that song for a rules video that I edited in high school for my youth group.
I'm sorry, Rachel.
No. I was very much not a part of that. I just was, all my friends were. And so I was like, yeah, I can edit a video for you because I want to go to film school.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what it makes me think of. And we had my friend dress up like Jesus and walk around and be like, so like one of the rules was like, you had to sit. No boys and girls can sit too close to each other. So then like there was like, they were sitting on a couch and then we cut and then it would be Jesus in the middle. And then she was like, save room for Jesus.
I want to see this video.
I think it's on YouTube. Okay. So you also have Kanye West.
You know, I know he's problematic, but College Dropout, if you're from Chicago, will forever be one of the top 10 best albums of all time. And even if not from Chicago, but like College Dropout was such a huge part of like growing up in that area. And every girl, everybody was obsessed with Kanye's workout plan.
Yeah. I do like how in the middle of the song, there's like a whole section that's like kind of like people calling in. Yeah. And they're like, it's like very TRL-esque.
Kanye's workout plan. I can date outside the family. And I rode a plane. That's like my favorite part. I'm from Mobile, Alabama. Yes, I love that song so much.
It's very funny. But then also it makes me think like this, you didn't write this song to be like the next greatest song, you know?
Yeah. It's such a fuck around song.
It's just a fun song. Okay. So then you also have Nobody Knows on here.
Joni Rich Project. Also, yeah. Favorite songs to cry to forever. That song always finds me at like random times in my life. And I'll just remember like, I'm hitting the dusty road and I'm going to find you wherever you may go. And I was like, that's right, Tony. I love that song so much. And I'll never, even if I have not listened to that song since high school until I made this playlist and I remembered the song and I still knew all the words. That song will never leave me.
It's like an Inside Out. It's like a little memory bubble.
That is it.
Yeah. And then you also have I Swear. I Swear.
I mean, we all were going to get married to that song, right? Back in the day. Yeah.
These were both were songs that I just like imagined were like the slow songs at a school dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. I already asked you about dating, but did you like go to any dances with anybody?
No, I didn't. No. I knew this was, I was a swimmer. So a lot of my older friends were like, oh yeah, like in high school, especially because I was part of the popular group, but I didn't look like those girls. I was like, aren't going to admit that they're interested in me. And I knew that going to college was like, it was going to be it. And like, it fucking was. Uh-huh. I truly was like the sluttiest version of all time, like freshman year of college. And it like was nice. And it was like, people were admitting to like being attracted to something that wasn't like a cute little like blonde white woman. And I was like, because I'm never going to be that. And it was just nice. And then I was correct because I get some DMs from guys from my high school that consistently tell me how perfect I am. And I was like, where was this in high school, honey? I am the exact same person. Like,
man, Kara, but when does that start happening for me?
I don't know. I feel like you have to embrace it. Like, I knew. I was like, I'm going to go to college. And, like, it happened when I moved here, too. I was like, L.A. is filled with tiny women. I'm going to go there, and I'm going to make them all want, like, a big, loud, busty brunette. And, girl, my slut phase went from 21 to 28. So I had a good, like, 7 years of fun.
Dang. I haven't had my slut phase yet.
There's always, whenever you'll know it in your heart when you're ready for it. All of college a little bit, but I wouldn't consider myself like that slutty in college. Like, I really hit my stride after, but I had a good time in college.
Oh,
all right. I was slutty from like 18 to 28. It's fine. But you know, I was ready for it. I was willing. I was open. And it's like what I wanted. I wasn't like searching for love, you know? And I feel like if you're searching for love and having a slut phase, that's a little upsetting because you are letting yourself down in a sense that's like, you know, that like, you know what you're getting out of this person, whether it's like a man or a woman or they're non-binary. And you know, at the time, like, I'm just having sex with this person. That's all it is. But in your heart, you're like, well, maybe he'll love me. He won't. And so you have to go into these moments being like, this is me just like, you know, like going through a deck of cards, like done, done, done. You know, you got to be ready for it. And if you're looking for love, I suggest not sleeping with everybody you're slightly attracted to.
Okay. I think my problem is I'm just looking for a rom-com.
Yeah.
That's
a lot of rom-com moments, but I haven't had my happy ending yet, you know?
Yeah.
Or maybe I do have two perfect cats. My happy
ending. You have your happy ending. You don't need a man. You have two perfect cats.
Yeah, Oliver. He's my boyfriend.
Yeah. Okay. So then you also have Your Body is a Wonderland.
Of course I did. Of course I did. What girl didn't want a boy to put his hand on the pillow out for her under her head? I fucking loved that song. Pretended to like John Mayer far after that song, and I didn't like any song except Your Body is a Wonderland. Uh-huh. I really pretended to like all the others.
Oh, I don't like John Mayer.
Is it because you like Taylor Swift and he was mean to her?
Yeah, I think that's it.
I get it.
Yeah.
Stick together.
I think that's what's missing from this playlist to make it more Rachel is Taylor Swift.
Listening to Taylor Swift until like the end of high school, like beginning of college.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think it happened like going into freshman year of college. That's why I didn't put her on.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
No, it's totally fine. You're allowed to like who you like.
I'm not like a huge Swiftie head either. Like I like her, and I know all of her songs, but I'm not like diehard Swiftie. You know?
Yeah, it's a full time job.
Yeah,
I almost wrote a tweet about this, and I was like, I don't think there's a celebrity out there that their fans work so hard to be their best friend than Taylor Swift.
And I get it. Like she is very approachable and like down to earth seeming, you know, all those things. And like, I don't know, like I like her. I'm not one of those like I don't hate her. I've also heard from people that have worked with her that she is very genuine and very nice.
Yeah.
Like, people that don't have to say that because I'm friends with them and they would tell me the truth if she sucks.
Yeah.
And they say nice things. I was like, that is a testament to me of like, she's good at what she does.
She's good. Okay. So then my last question that I have is, what would the superlative that you would give yourself in high school?
The superlative I should have gotten in high school, and I was really upset that I got second.
No.
Best laugh.
Yes. You do have the best laugh.
Yes.
That's very upsetting that you didn't win. Who won, and are they dead?
His name is Akil. He's very fine and nice, whatever. He also has a fun laugh, and we were like, I just should have won it because I have a better laugh.
Wait, so you didn't – okay, so in my school, there was – I know this is wrong because there is no – whatever. But there was always, like, a girl one and a guy one. So there is, like
– there was for, like, best looking and, like – those ones, but for which is crazy that we voted on best looking and there was drama behind that one in the popular hallway, but like the superlatives like class clown and best laugh and stuff like that were not gendered. They were just whoever.
There was always like a girl and a guy in my school.
Yeah.
But you know, gender is a construct, so
yeah,
like whatever. Okay, so now I like to add in some songs that I would add into this playlist. So first off, I want to talk about, so you have Superman by Eminem on here.
Yes.
I got really into like remixes in high school, I think, and I found this Mother Earth remix person who does really fun mashups of songs, and there's one that he does that's Superman with NSYNC's Gone.
Two of my favorite songs of all time.
Yeah,
I didn't put NSYNC on this because I felt like NSYNC was like my middle school self.
Yeah, NSYNC was earlier. But yeah, I would put that on, but the problem with Spotify is you can't put these things that you find on like YouTube or Napster, because you know, but it is on YouTube. He has a bunch of other, I think I'm assuming it's the guy, but they have a bunch of other mixes, mashups that are fun. Like there's one that's it's like Modest Yahoo and Eminem. Yeah.
God, Modest Yahoo. I have not thought about him in so long.
Yeah. And then there's like a Jay-Z and Ben Folds one or something. I can't remember. They're fun. It reminds me of this, the magic iPod website that I sent to the chat the other day.
Yeah.
Did you check that out?
I've gone and looked. I haven't checked it out yet.
Everyone needs to go check out the magiciPod.com. You drag one song from one side to the other side. There's really great mashups. It's very fun. It will, if you're depressed at all, it'll cure your depression.
Everybody who is still in quarantine, because our administration does not take this pandemic seriously, should go to this website and make yourself feel a little better.
Yeah. So that's one of the songs I would put on there. And then also I would suggest you listen to, because you have that scene aesthetic song, I would suggest you listen to Slow Dance with a Stranger by Danger Radio.
Okay. And all of the rest of Yellow Cards.
No, but I do suggest you listen to Only One by Yellow Card. But the one that I actually wrote down that you should listen to. So their whole Ocean Avenue is about when they moved from Florida to California and like their adjustment or whatever. And one of the songs Back Home talks about being lonely in California and wanting to go back home. And I was like, that would be great for you, because I know like we're all missing our homes right now.
And you and I both live alone. So we're both a little lonely.
Yeah. So like Back Home is a great song that I like to listen to as I'm driving around California being like, I miss Florida. So I think you should listen to it. Okay. And then finally, so I didn't put a lot of hip hop or rap because I'm not very good at suggesting that. So I went more with all of the like emo songs, which now I'm realizing were more of like influence from boys that you like.
So I maybe still listen to them. Like I still like, you know, all of those songs. And like, also I feel like that style of music encompassed such a specific period of time.
Yeah.
But it's like I'll always have a soft spot in my heart for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the last one is another pop punk band, but I took inspiration from your love of nasty songs.
Thank you.
So just this one is Say Anything. Wow, I can get sexual too. Yeah.
Yep. How did I know?
Call her on the phone and she touched herself.
Yeah.
Yeah. That song is really fun. But those were my suggestions that I would add to your playlist. Do you have anything else you want to talk about on this playlist that we didn't cover? I know there's a lot that we
also loved the Panic at the Disco song, like lying is the most fun you can have without taking off your clothes, because I loved that movie Closer. And in high school and still now, Clive Owen was one of my I've been obsessed with him for so long. I think he's such a beautiful man and such a good actor. And that is the only reason I liked that song, because it straight up is like the plot of that movie, Closer.
Oh, really?
Yes. Natalie Portman is in it, and she straight up says she is like stripping and she is a habitual liar, and she's looking at Clive Owen, or is it another beautiful man is also in that movie. And literally she says, lying is the most fun you can have without taking off your clothes. And then straight up, like, they took that. That song is just the plot to that movie.
That's funny. It's also a very long name of a song.
Exactly. I feel like, would you go back to high school if you were, like, given the chance?
I think if it was, like, a 17 again kind of situation, I would. Just to relive, because right now I'm writing a bunch of like screenplays about high school, and I'm like trying to remember what it was like. So like it would mostly be for research. Which that sounds like a great plot of a movie, like someone trying to write a screenplay.
High school for research.
Yeah.
A more serious 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, it's like Never Been Kissed, but like. Yeah. Would you?
If I were to go back to high school, like in this day and age, like COVID doesn't exist or anything, but like with social media the way it is, absolutely not.
No.
Also, it's like I've always been a bigger woman, and like I've always been confident in myself and like the way I look, but like it is hard also to be friends with tiny beautiful women who got everything they wanted, and to have guys always just like see you as a friend. Now they're all drunk messaging me on Instagram. But it is like I was like, I don't want to go back to that time where it's like you all had to pretend like you didn't have feelings for me because I was fat. Like that's not fun.
Yeah.
So it would help 100% go and do college 100 times over. I loved my life in college, but I don't think I'd ever do high school again. Girls are too, they were too catty in high school too. It's just like too much.
Yeah, looking back on it, I'm only friends with like a few people from high school still, And it's like,
yeah, it's too much.
It is too much. But I also would like to restart my life knowing more of a direction of where I would like to go.
But that would be, I would sometimes like, I'm smart, but I'm not always, I didn't always want to like do the work. So I like skated by with like B pluses, A minuses. But I was like, if I actually put in time and like did the work, I wonder like, would I have gone to a Big Ten school? Would I have gone to a better school? Would I have like done all these other things? Well, I've really wanted to know what I wanted to do with my life. And like, but then I don't think I'd end up here if any of those other things changed.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know you and I wouldn't be on this podcast.
Yeah. Wow. You know, we're all meant to be here in quarantine together.
Together and apart with our cats.
Yeah. With our most perfect cats.
I know, our cats that kind of look alike.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being here.
I had so much fun making this playlist.
Yeah.
So fun.
Do you have anything you want to plug? Your socials or anything?
I mean, you can follow me on Instagram at Kara Myers. I sometimes tweet at Kara effing Myers. Like last night, I got high on the edible and I tweeted, don't date men named Gary. Why did I tweet that? I don't know. But that's the beauty you'll get if you follow me on Twitter.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thanks, listeners.
This is the mix. I don't. I immediately started retreating as soon as I said it.
You got to do it again and be like really into it.
This is the mix.
Yes. There Yay. We go. This is the mix.
Bye.
Bye.
This is the mix. This is the mix. This is the mix. This is the mix.
This is the mix.